AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A powerful storm system is bringing heavy rain to California.
Looks like we're in this wet pattern now through the end of next week. We have another storm potential towards next weekend across Southern California. We're definitely locked in a wet pattern, which is a welcome relief to what we had in the last couple months where we haven't gotten many storms at all.
National Weather Service's Rich Thompson. Forecasters say it could be wet through next Sunday with as much as 20 inches of rain falling in Northern California during that week. College meteorology professor in Illinois, Victor Gensini, has found a long-term link between the chance of tornadoes and shifting atmospheric wave patterns. AP science writer Seth Borenstein says Gensini and his teams have seen an increased number of storms in the plains and the southeast over the next 2 weeks.
They're saying at least 21, 22 tornadoes each week. And they've been saying this since late February, February 22nd.
The ceremonial start of the world's most famous sled dog race, the Iditarod, is today in downtown Anchorage, Alaska, despite a severe lack of snow. An inch of snow that fell yesterday was the first since about 2 inches back on February 21st. And before that, Anchorage went 37 days without any snow. They had to bring in 7 train car loads of snow from Fairbanks just for today's run. Chase for delegates hits 5 states today. The AP's Mark Smith reports that even as the voters head to the polls and the caucuses, the candidates are locked into a number of events over the weekend.
Fresh from the raucous GOP debate here in Detroit, Donald Trump flew to New Orleans for a rally late yesterday, while Marco Rubio dropped events in Louisiana and Kentucky to make a stop in Kansas. Meantime, Hillary Clinton's attending a Democratic reception tonight in Detroit ahead of her debate with Bernie Sanders tomorrow night in Flint.
This is AP Radio News. Smack in the middle of the FX network showing of its series, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, there's word of a construction worker who is said to have found a knife when he was helping in the demolition of Simpson's former home. Retired AP correspondent Linda Deutsch covered the Simpson saga through the 1990s.
Why they're doing this, the only thing I can assume is it's because of public pressure, that the public wants to know. Was there a knife found or wasn't there a knife found? Was it the knife that killed Nicole and Ron? It may never be resolved.
Simpson was acquitted. He cannot be tried again, and the double murder case was closed. Los Angeles police say the worker at some point in time gave the knife to a now-retired police officer. It's not known when he eventually turned it over to the police department. In 1997, a civil court jury found Simpson liable for the slayings and awarded more than $33 million in damages. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.